Welcome to Speak Up International with Rita Burke and Elton Brown.
On Speak Up International, we exist to help tell stories of individuals we refer to as community builders. Today, we're speaking with community builder Valerie Alfonso, who is the founder and director of Community Outreach Canada. Valerie has experience in HR recruitment for over 20 years. She's also a consultant offering series of workshops and Kickstart Your Old Business. Valerie is also the founder of Second Chance, which she will tell us more about later. Please help us to welcome Miss Valerie Alfonso.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us during this joyous season of the year. Can you tell me more about your experience in HR recruitment for over 20 years and how it has influenced your work in Community Outreach Canada?
Thank you, Elton, and thank you, Rita, for having me just present our agencies. It's a wonderful opportunity to be on this platform, and I want to thank you for inviting me. So to go back to the question you asked, I've been in the HR sector for a long, long time. I used to work in the HR department for a corporate company. And at some time, just before 9/11, I decided I wanted to do something different. And so I took a leave of absence from them and decided to start my own agency to help people, just to help individuals that were having difficulty to find jobs. And at that point, I realized that the demand was so great at the time that I had to start putting out short workshops on and educate individuals on how to actually look and prepare for jobs as part of a pre-employment program. And that's what I did to get people started. And it started with a very small community in Scarborough, where they had about 19 shootings at the time in that area. And I decided, why not educate individuals that should really get more involved in the community and get paid for what they were doing. So I started to train them and gave them computers as part of the initial initiative to get them started. And that is how I launched the agency called Community Outreach Canada. That was way back in 2005 or maybe earlier. And I was doing this unofficially because I was still working at the time. So I had to literally give up my job. And then people began to ask, do I have a website? And do I have my business card? And I had to recognize that, oh my gosh, now I've started a business and I need to do something totally different. So I eventually had to put together a website, and that's when I officially launched and officially registered the business in 2007. But prior to this, I was in HR, wanting to help people out with the background and the experience that I had so that I could train the younger folk and train individuals that were really looking for supports but didn't know how and didn't know where to go for these support.
It sounds as if you really are committed to helping people build and enhance their lives. Thank you very much for sharing that information. So you must meet many people in your role as recruiter. Talk to us about some of the fascinating individuals that you have met so far.
Oh, it's very, very, I say I have been blessed. I'm going to really put that word into context here, because you don't get this opportunity too many times to bless another individual. And that's what I look at it as. I was given the opportunity to work with George Brown College as just to support the individuals that had disabilities. And that's when we first started with helping train individuals to go past GED So I put together a team of almost 20 to 30 tutors who could come together with professional tutors who could help individuals with English and math and culinary, etc. And I met a very, very interesting individual. He was Korean. He didn't speak. He couldn't speak. He had a speech impediment, and he also had a hearing impediment. And he had done his culinary at George Brown College. And when he came to us, he said he wanted to work, but he didn't know how to get a job. And so I got together with a few chefs that were professional chefs who were going to Luxembourg. And I asked if they would take him along to give him the opportunity to see what a competition looked like. And they initially interviewed him, and they said they would be willing to take him, but they couldn't really understand him. So they asked me to accompany them and accompany him to Luxembourg. They had the world's competition in culinary. And whilst he was there, Oliver was his name, he was able to look at how exquisite cuisine could become to a point of fine art within culinary. And so that became his foundation of why he wanted to become a chef. And we came back from Luxembourg to Toronto with gold medals and with, with bronze medals on behalf of Canada as a whole. And we were so fortunate to get this particular opportunity. And he was blessed because he felt that it was in getting this opportunity that he could start his own little business. And he started that in, I think, 2 years after we started the program.
I know that you are planning on offering a culinary workshop or a school. I saw that on your website. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So that was basically the intent of we wanted to start a small culinary school. Where the individuals that just had the same skill sets, they were coming out of schools, they were coming out of colleges, they wanted to become chefs, or they wanted to become cooks, or they wanted to get into, food prep and line prepping. We felt that if they got a little bit of skills with the chefs that we knew, we would be able to give them certifications after 13 weeks and then put them into restaurants and hotels so that they could eventually, or to start their own businesses. And we were successful in doing that with a number of different clients that came to us. Most of our clients, a good 20, 25% of them have disabilities. So we are able to help them overcome the challenge of having the disability and also working with the culinary school where they could get the 12-week program and then start their own business in culinary. So that's what we have been doing so far.
Well, Valerie, when we introduced you, and a part of what we do in Speak Up International is to talk to community builders. It sounds to me like you're beginning with building individuals first and ultimately turns into community building. So I thank you so much. Now, what would you say are three important elements to keep in mind when considering starting a business? Three important elements to keep in mind.
Right. So many people feel that starting a business needs a lot of cash flow. They feel that they need a lot of experience and then they can get into business. But really speaking, it's all about the idea. It's about the dream. When you have a dream and you can start looking at that dream and expanding the dream into actuality and reality, then that dream becomes something that's very doable. So we ask people to first give us an idea what their dream is about, what their passion is about, what are they hoping to do in life, and where do they feel they would accomplish that in the next few years, months, whatever the case might be. Using the idea, then we create a business plan for them. And that business plan helps them to eventually go step by step into what would become the eventual business. So that would mean getting their business registered, getting them to know how sales work, you know, what it is to market themselves, to have a brand, to have a name of the business, to have a business website, and then eventually having funding and model of a business and who their competitors are. So those are elements that would go along with a business plan. So the first thing is have a dream. And what are you dreaming about? And then we put that into paper and eventually into reality.
But Valerie, you keep talking about we, and I know this is not a solo endeavor. Talk about your staff. How many people do you work with and how do you get things done? Because you seem to do quite a number of things.
Yes, you're so right, Rita. This is not something that one individual can do. And the reason I keep saying we is because I do have a fantastic team. We've got experienced individuals, we've got professionals, we've got consultants. They all come together as part of a team that can showcase approximately 30 to 40 years experience as a team. And that could mean, you know, in the career development area, in the life skill training area, in customer service training areas, in the area of accounting, as well as data entry. So we've got teams that can, and then we've got counselors, whether they're legal counselors, we've got counselors that can support individuals with, you know, just regular life skill coaching. And we've got a great a team of about 22, to, depending on the actual project, we sometimes go up to 27. So that's part of our team. That includes everyone, including social service workers that come alongside us to help with a second agency, which is called Second Chance.
So Second Chance is what you call your business. Is that correct?
Correct. So that is a subsidiary agency that I created because it's a charitable organization and it's totally volunteer at this point. So we have a lot of volunteers that come alongside us and help us. But the reason I created that particular agency is because we felt that there was a need. Individuals had needs and many of them didn't know. For example, we would put individuals into employment, but we would feel that for some reason they couldn't cope with the job. They had other things that were going on behind closed doors, behind the scenes that nobody else could, you know, would know about. And they would fall through the cracks and then find themselves without a job again. And I felt people needed a second chance, no questions asked. And so we decided to create an arm, a subsidiary under the umbrella of community outreach called Second Chance. And one of the programs that we run currently with disability as well as people on social assistance, as well as newcomers to the country, it's basically social services offered to them, whether it is essentials, whether it is food, clothing, housing, furniture, or you could come to us for legal supports and we would be able to put you in touch with the legal aid or lawyers or whatever the case might be. We could help you with record suspension, or we could help you with just counseling where you need someone, you just want someone to talk to. And that is pretty much what we've put together as part of a program that helps individuals to overcome some of the challenges, meeting their goals that they want to achieve. And I think that is where I feel the biggest chunk of clients that come to us is for that, where they feel they need that extra helping hand. And they just want someone to give them a second opinion, maybe, or someone who can come alongside them and just give them that support. We help crisis interventions sometimes where individuals might come to us with suicidal, you know, thoughts, etc. And we help them through counseling. And then we make referrals to other professional agencies outside of our agency. And we call that the WRAP program. So we're wrapping them with services.
Are these the services that you're offering these marginalized individuals? How are they responding to this type of work? What is the significant achievements that you can show from these alternatives?
Right. So it's we cater to anyone. It doesn't matter who they are. They could be coming from the disability community, or they could be from any diverse background. It could be seniors needing support. And we do have a senior program where individuals come to us twice a week. We will be starting that program next year, where individuals can come to us for supports. And we group them with other seniors so they can have a partner to talk to. They can have a buddy, and we call it the buddy connection. So they connect with a buddy. They have a responsibility and accountability to that buddy. So that way, you know, they're not lost in the whole scheme of things. If individuals don't have family around them, or if they don't have independent supports, we help them with supports. So it could mean individuals that are coming from the low income bracket. We cater to Toronto housing families. We also cater to the homeless. And I think the vast majority that I'm open to accepting is anyone that needs help. We're not just limited to certain groups. We are open to anyone that needs help.
So Valerie, on Speak Up International, we seek to inform, to inspire, and to educate. And I think your responses are helping us to meet those goals. So last week, serendipitously, I ran into a woman. And it turns out that that woman is here as an asylum seeker. She had only been here for about 4 months. Is that the kind of person that one could refer to your organization to get some support? Talk to us about that, please.
Yeah. So we deal with a number of clients that are coming into the system, either as newcomers through the refugee program, or they could be coming in as landed immigrants. It doesn't matter. Wherever they need support, whether it is for transitioning into the local system, whether it is getting them registered for disability, or whether it is, them needing some supports through a legal process, which means they need that lawyer or immigrant consultant to help them to overcome the challenge, we would put them in touch with referrals that would be part of our connection or our contact list. So that is where we reach out, or rather, I will put it the other way, where other individuals reach out to us for supports, and we would then look at their case, do a pre-assessment of what their needs are, and then eventually, so week by week, we have a 12-week step program where every week we touch base with them to find out how they're doing. Have they met their goals? Have they met the individual that has, you know, we put them in touch with? What was the outcome? Have they reached the goal that they set for themselves? Are they needing additional supports? What are the courses that they could get into? If they have a language barrier, then we put them in touch with one of our, a fantastic consultant who does accent training. And so we would put them in touch with her. She does a short course. So it's all linked together. And the more individuals we have that can come alongside us to support these, the referrals that we are getting, the better for them. Right. So everyone gets a chance to then dip into the client group that we have and give them the supports that they need. In addition, we are also supporting the human trafficking and sex trade workers that are coming into the country. So we're going to be having a conference in February on the 6th of Feb, and that will be with all the agencies that are going to help out with supports and resources.
Can you tell me how your organization could help the homeless? We know that in our community or communities, there are homeless individuals. So can you help a homeless person no longer be homeless and to find a steady job?
That's a very good point to bring up, because we have had a number of homeless groups that have come to us. And so we connect with the Native Center to help some of the homeless there with resources, with tools, with sometimes with food and clothing. But in addition to that, if, for example, an individual says they are not able to sustain themselves anymore because they've lost their job and they can't pay rent, we try to get them support through different avenues to see if we can put them back onto Ontario Works so that the rent could be paid, or they could get into a shelter. That's how we first start the process. We would put them into a shelter or maybe into a basement apartment if they can afford that. Then from there, we would help them with some of the tools, where if it is a course that they would need to upgrade their skills, or put them through Employment Ontario, where they could get the government to support them with a second career, which allows them to go through a course, get a certification, and get a job. So that is part of the process. Now, a homeless individual might also come to us and say, I have a family. It's not just me, right? I could have a family. What can you do for me? So that's where we would then look at the need, how old the children are, how young the children are, what type of home would they get into, put them onto a wait list with the City of Toronto wait list, which is currently 12 years. But at least if they're on that wait list, they get the opportunity of getting a home in the event something becomes available. So there's various opportunities for people that are homeless to come to us for supports.
Valerie Alfonso, you are overwhelming me with the number of balls you are juggling. Not only are you overwhelming me, but I'm impressed. Who or what would you say is responsible for the person that you are today?
Let me put it this way. I know people are not accustomed to hearing this, but I am going to put it out there. When you have a level of faith that I do, and you work with a God that is supreme, then anything is possible. That's his word. And I stand very strongly on his word. This is his company. It's not mine. It is his word, not mine. It's his, he's given me the talent to do what I'm doing today. And the only credit I can give anyone is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I know that people in this culture don't want to hear too much of that, but it doesn't matter to me, because that's who I am. That's who I will be. And that's who I would like to share my testimony with, because the more people recognize that, then it's impossible to become dependent on self. Many people have been successful and are self, you know, self-motivated, self-everything. But in the end, we all are accountable for what we do. And I feel that if I can give an account for supporting one individual and saying to one individual, this is my story, you can do it too. It's very possible that individuals that we come in contact with will receive that and we'll have, you know, an opportunity to then take that same route and believe in a God who is not only there for all of us, but will make it possible where things are impossible.
So that's where you get your strength.
Absolutely.
That's where you get your ability. And you know what? We are non-judgmental and speak international. So I'm glad that you felt confident enough to share that particular value with us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How can people in need contact you? How can they reach you in their time of need?
So we usually ask them to give us a call if they feel they want to speak to someone. And I can give you the information so you can put it up on your screen. We are communityoutreach.ca, which is our website. Our contact number is 416-271-9916. There are prompts that can tell you which program you need, and you can then redirect and speak to the individual looking after the program. We currently run 5 programs. One is disability. The other one is the RAP program, or social services and a second chance. We also have a customer service training program. We have a senior program, which is starting next year. And we have a program to help individuals that just need help, just supports, just simple supports. So depending on what they need, they can call the individual based on the extension. Second Chance, the website is secondchanceinc.ca. So they can come to through us via email, via phone. We are also on Google, so they can look us up on Google. We do have, because we are remote at this point, we are hybrid. So we work work from home, but we also have opportunities where we go to the individual's community. So we, if they tell us, you know, we're having difficulty and we need some support, can you come and help us? We actually take our vehicle and go to the individual's area. We try to meet them in a parking lot that's closest to a Tim Hortons or whatever, and we connect with them. In addition to that, we also have an option for them to come to our office and to pick up a small gift basket. If they're new to the country, we give them a small gift basket of hygiene products and clothing, so that if in case they need something and they're new and they don't have it, that's where they can come on Fridays. We are there from 1 o'clock in the afternoons by appointment only. And in addition to that, we also have an option for virtual. So we can do a Zoom call with them. And if they're outside of Toronto, we can have a virtual call with them.
So it is obvious that your faith system grounds you and gives you the strength and the capacity and the ability to do what you're doing. That sounds awesome. Now, Valerie, what would you say is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
You know, the best piece of advice have always come from my own parents. Integrity, hard work. Make sure that you are able to do what you say you can do. Don't overdo and don't oversay. If you can do it, don't say you can do it. So there's the integrity part of it. There is also hard work that you have to put into a business like this, because keep in mind, when you become an executive director, you are now having to put a lot of time and effort into how do I pay my staff? How do I pay the individuals working with me? How do they become competitive and also happy to work with us, happy to partner with us? They should have the ability to say, you know what, we want to do business with you. And I've never had I have people who are 70 at this point and still want to work with us, which just goes to show that they're enjoying what they do. And that's where I always say, my advice to you is enjoy your job, enjoy what you do. And that's that's my advice to others.
Your work is wonderful. I can see that you do this with much joy and love for your communities that you work with. So how long would it take for an individual to go from needing food to be able to stand on their own 2 feet and get their own food and whatever they need for themselves and their family?
Everything depends on the individual. It's all about an individual's need to fulfill their own requirements, their own passion, their own abilities, and their own goal setting. So it's all dependent on them. I could have someone come to me today for food and become self-sustaining within a month if they are able to take a job and retain that job. But then there are some that have more needs than others, and they would need some additional handholding. some additional supports, resources, tools, which takes a little longer. And I don't have a time frame for that. I give them a 1-year opportunity to come back to me so that they have the required supports. So in the event that someone comes to me today, I will give them an opportunity to come to me for support for 1 year. And in the event that they feel they still need to come back to me after that, they're more than welcome. We don't have a restriction on how much of supports they would need or how much of supports we can give them. But I think the main piece is, how can we really help you achieve that goal and get to the level that you need to be? I think that becomes very difficult for individuals that might have other things going on in life. But for those that are determined, I see achievement very, very quickly. And it really helps me to then put them on a platform that says, give us your testimony so that others can see what you've done and hear what you've done. Automatically, you feel encouraged, you feel enlightened, you want to do the same. And that's what I encourage with most of our clients. Tell others about you, how you've made it, so that you know they get encouraged. Because sometimes someone just needs a story and they hang on to that story. Or they need a word of encouragement and they hang on to that word of encouragement. So that's how we've done it. Yeah.
So you had a full-time job. You were working with a company. And then you transitioned and made a 360 into becoming a community builder. I take my hat off to you. Would you then say, Valerie, that there is a book or a course that changed the trajectory of your life along the way?
There was a book written by Dr. Miles Monroe. He had a very powerful book that I had read, and it's all about leadership and how do you get to where you need to be. Who are you as a person, and who are you created to be? And I think that was one of the books that really put me up to the challenge, because I felt that if I had the talent, why was I underestimating myself? And if I could do it, I was going to do it and make it big. But I still don't see myself that way. I don't see myself as an influencer or a leader. But when people tell me that that's who I am, I acknowledge it, because I want to acknowledge then the giftings that God has given me. And that is key to the success. You can't just take the credit yourself. You have to remain humble all the time. And it's in the humility of individuals that I feel we can achieve a lot more, because you never reached your final moment. You're always perfecting yourself, but he perfects it for you. And that's what makes it successful. That's what makes it, makes who I am me. And I want to encourage people to, you know, just stay humble, keep learning. There's always opportunities to become the individual you need to be. I'm never going to be Rita. I'm never going to have the skills as Elton, right? And I will always be the person I've been created to be. But who is that person? And what can you showcase? And what is it that others need from you that you can give? Without wanting to find out how much, you know, you're going to charge for it. When you do it with compassion, when you do it with joy, when you do it with love, you don't need the revenue for it. You don't need to be compensated every time you do something. You're doing it and you will be doubly rewarded for what you do. I think when I first started, just to give you, do I have time? Okay. I have a story to tell. When I first started in the community, and I was in this neighborhood in Scarborough where they had these 19 shootings, I went over to Zeller's at the time, many, many years ago. And I told them that I wanted some gifts. Christmas was around the corner. And I said, can I get any toys that you can give me? Because I have a community in this neighborhood that could use some of the toys. And they've got kids that there's so much of, you know, insufficiency in that community. And they said, who are you? Which agency do you represent? And I said, I'm Valerie Alfonso. Do I need to have a company? And they said, yes, you do have to have a company. But he asked me to wait at the desk. And he went over to the back and he gave me a signal and said, bring your car to the back of the building. And I had a two-seater car at the time. And I took the car to the back and he was giving me a crate full of toys. And I said to myself, how am I going to take this? Because I have such a small car. He said, you asked for it. This is what you're going to get. And I just thought to myself, if this is how God is going to promote his work in the community, then I need to do more of this. That was my first encounter with the community. And to see the response and to see how God had done it just blew me away, because I felt now this is telling me that I can do more. And that's how I advanced. That's how I pushed myself forward to say that I don't need to have money to start a business. I can just have a good heart, but it's not about good works. It's about how you can present the author and the finisher of my faith. And that's what is more important to me.
I notice on your website that you actually have like little mini newsletters or articles, such as essential services. You have a legal clinic, and then there's like coaching and mentoring. And you also offer job listings. If you go through the newsletter, would that make you eligible for the jobs, or those two pieces of support are separate?
They're all interlinked. They're interlinked. So how we would actually work with the individual is when they come to us, we would find out what the need is. Depending on the need, we would then train them. We would give them the supports they need and then eventually put them into pre-employment and then give them a job. So we've connected with the diversity employers so that they can offer the jobs on our website. And the clients that we have can view the website and then apply for the jobs accordingly. So it gives them a firsthand, insight into what's available than going to every single company, finding out what jobs are available. This way, they get a quicker way of searching for jobs. And we do a job search workshop. We offer HR support, which means we talk to the employer and we ask them if they would give our clients an interview process and see if there is an opportunity for them. So we go the extra mile to do that extra step. And so they are all interlinked. The agencies are interlinked.
So Valerie, again, I say I'm happy that we decided to invite you to Speak Up International. Is there anything that we have not asked you that you would like to share with our audience?
I would like to. There's not much else I would like to say about the company, but or the agency. But I would like to say there's huge opportunities to volunteer, and this is where I would say take advantage. If you're a student, come contact us, take advantage of the volunteer opportunities. Take advantage, you will get experience. You can put that experience on your resume. You can come to us as a senior and volunteer in our food program or our clothing program. It gives a chance for you to meet others, to network with others, get involved with our programs itself and see where it can connect you to, other resources that you might need, or workshops that we offer totally free of cost in partnership with the City of Toronto, in partnership with the federal government, to know about various things, whether it is debt management, whether it is scamming seniors, whether it is, vaccines and what kind of vaccines and health you need to be a part of. How do you keep yourself healthy? How do you eat healthy? So we've got a number of different workshops that we offer through various sources. And so we try to build the community depending on what they come to us for. But I would say take advantage. It's a free opportunity. We don't charge anything. If you need counseling, again, come to us, talk to us, and we'll be able to help you. If it's food, we usually redirect individuals to the food bank, but sometimes we do get donations of food and we're willing to give that to the individuals. We have a food program that we will be distributing approximately 100 food baskets to some of our clients that have registered with us. So we will be doing that either closer to New Year or after New Year. So that's what I would like to share.
What are your future projects? What are you dreaming of adding to the support services that are established?
I do have one vision that I would like to accomplish, which is most of the individuals that come to us know that we exist and they can, you know, get the supports that they need. However, there are individuals that don't even know about us. And I want to put out the word there that even if you want to come to us as to do an orientation, to network, to just be a part of our community, you know, that's what I would like to do, make the buddy connection something that people are accountable to each other for. I am establishing a call center that will allow people to call in and get similar to 211, similar to what shall I say, the 988. So 211 is where you can get a list of all the service providers across Canada. So just go to 211.ca and you'll get all the service providers. So that is one avenue that I want to look into to see if there's an opportunity for partnership. The other opportunity would be if in case you have a mental health issue or a crisis situation, don't wait till the end. I'm asking for people to reach out prior to, if they see an individual, if they know of a child, if they know of a family member that is going through difficulties and can't cope with stress and cannot cope, is going through depression. Don't wait, you know, reach out and see where we can support you guys, because that is where I feel many individuals fall through the crack because they don't know who to contact and where to look for help. And so I want to put out the name there so we can make the right referrals. And that's where I think this is an absolutely good question that you've asked, because I think many people don't know where to link the bridge. So my supports would be, my vision for this would be to see how we can make the referrals quickly, faster than what it's currently, you know, people are going through.
I must say, you have a comprehensive package that you provide to the community. You give education, training, food, mental health avenues, anything and everything, even for the homeless. You have an answer for that. And I think that this is extremely promising. And yes, I do agree with you that a lot of people fall through the net. And they don't know how they even arrive there for the most part. And I'm just hoping that individuals are able to pick this information up and disseminate it to individuals that need your help. And I've written down like your phone number and the website that you mentioned, because that information I can certainly pass on to other individuals that I may run into that are in need of your services, whatever that may be. So I want to thank you so much for joining us today, having this conversation with us. And I definitely want to talk to you again in the near future.
Thank you.
I echo what Elton has said. And I extend blessings for your Christmas season. And I thank you so much for being a part of Speak Up International.
Thank you so much for having me, Elton and Rita. And I would also want to just add one more line. In the event that there are individuals or companies or corporate heads that would love to support agencies like ours. I would love to see them reach out with us, even the smallest donation, because every dollar counts. We give a $50 gift card to people that don't have anything. And so there are times when I'm on the street and, I'm reaching out to individuals, and for me not to be able to give someone something, it's difficult. And again, I just want to say, even a dollar counts when it comes to, and if people want a receipt, we have an option for, because we are charitable in status. So we would be able to give a donation receipt. So anyone that wants to contribute, please feel free. Thank you so much for having me. And this was a wonderful interview.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Speak Up! International. If you wish to connect to Ms. Valerie Alfonso, please be prepared to leave your name, your email address, and the reason you wish to contact Ms. Alfonso through their website at communityoutreach.ca. You also have another option. Community Outreach telephone number is 416-271-9916. Once connected, select what you require and speak to the individual looking after the program you desire. Are you interested in the opportunity to be interviewed and have your cause promoted by Speak Up! International? We invite you to connect to us by sending a message that includes your name, company or organization's name, the valuable service you offer to your community, and your email address to info@speakuppodcast.ca. What about your confidence as an interviewee? Don't fret. Speak Up! International can provide you with the necessary training so you shine during an interview. To receive training information and a 10% discount about the Speak Up! International's podcast interview trainee program, email us at info@speakuppodcast.ca. You can also reach us by using Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. To connect to our podcast, use Spotify or your favorite podcast platform and search for Speak Up! International. You can also find our podcast using our web address, www.speakuppodcast.ca. Our logo has the woman with her finger pointing up, mouth open, speaking up. At Speak Up! International, we aim to inspire, to inform, and to educate.